Psalm 77, want to look at verse 18. And remember what we've been talking about. We've been talking about the attributes of God. That's what we've been talking about, the attributes of God. Psalm 77, verse 18 says, "The sound of your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lit up the world." Ain't that something? "The earth trembled and shook." I want to talk about this morning after the storm. Amen. Part whatever you want to put there. Amen. After the storm. The omnipotence of God. Amen. Let us bow for prayer. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you again for this great opportunity to come into your presence. Forgive me of my sins, Lord. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. It's been a rough week, but thank you that the word brings me comfort. Thank you that in spite of the storm that I've been through, I know that trouble doesn't last always. Thank you that I understand your power when it comes down to going through the storm. Thank you, Father, for this day. Bless each and every person here right now. Bless their lives. Encourage them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. We've been talking about, in some respect, different topics as far as it pertains to the storm. One of the things that I've learned is that when you're going through a storm, you know, you learn a lot. I don't know if you've learned from the last storm you've been through. I don't know if the last storm have left you paralyzed or left you bitter or left you in a place of doubt. But what I can say about the writer of this psalm is that after his storm, he learns some stuff about God. That's really what I want to talk about. The attributes of God. I think it's important for us to understand who he is. That he is a spirit. That he is almighty. That he deserves the praise and honor that we give to him. But it's amazing because in the storms of life, sometimes we struggle to even see a picture of God. And some of us, when we come out of the storm, it's amazing how we make these different adjustments in our lives. And we get to the place in our life where we start saying to ourselves, you know what, I don't really think I understand what I went through. Anybody been there? You know, you're in a storm and you're trying to figure out what God is doing and why is he doing it and, you know, how come it's me? It couldn't be somebody else. And you know what I mean? I should be further along in life, but it just seems like I'm stuck right here where I'm at. I'm going through the storm. I'm trying to believe God's word. I'm trying to pray. I'm trying to fast. I'm trying to, amen, I'm trying to serve. And then yet it just seems like the storms of life just keeps coming your way. I want to say to somebody here this morning that you got to know this, that trouble doesn't last always. That it's after the storm that you will really understand what you learn. See, you learn some stuff in the storm, but I believe that you learn much more about God after the storm. And the writer has a strange way of expressing that because, first of all, last week I told you he starts talking about the clouds and he starts talking about the skies and the sound of the thunder and lightning and flashing. And I'm like, you know, what does that have to do with my deliverance? But what the psalmist is really saying is that I recognize that it was nobody but God that brought me through this storm. And I'm talking to somebody here this morning. You got to recognize, you got to believe this with all your heart, that man can't bring you through, that money can't bring you through, that watch this, that material things will not satisfy you. You have to get with God. Do I have anybody? And so one of the things that the writer goes on to say in verse 18, and I keep going back to verse 9 where he says, has God forgotten to be gracious? The psalmist was in a place of doubt. He's in a place of doubt, and he doubted so much that he didn't believe that God was going to bring him through. Anybody ever been there? I've been there. I've been there where I said, man, I don't know. I don't know about this. Amen. I know God is good. Can I just be real with you? Because the psalmist is real. Psalmist said, listen, Lord, have you forgotten me? Have your loving kindness ceased forever? And sometimes that's how we feel in this journey. Sometimes that's exactly how we feel in this journey. But I want to tell somebody here something today. Trouble doesn't last always. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The joy of the Lord is my strength. But see, here's the thing. The question is, what did you learn through the last storm? And it's after the storm that you can appreciate some of the attributes of God. The writer says here in verse 18, he says, the sound. And you know, it's amazing because when you're in the storm, doesn't it feel like thunder and lightning? Doesn't it feel like, you know, like everything just puts you in a defensive mode? It puts you in a place where he says the sound of thunder. This word in the Hebrew, the word is qual in the Hebrew. And the word means, the sound of thunder means, whenever you see thunder in the Bible, it carries the idea of the power of God. So what the writer was really saying is, so the first thing you got to do, first thing you're going to learn after the storm, you ready for this? You will recognize his power. Amen. Even though it's thundering in your life right now, even though, amen, there are denials and disappointments and you're going through a little bit of depression, which is really sin, amen. Oftentimes, amen, we cannot recognize the power of God. I want to say to somebody here this morning, he's powerful. God is powerful. I'm going to say it one more time. Man can't fix it, but God can fix it. You know why? He's powerful. He has all power in his hands. There's nothing too hard for God. Listen, you take your worst day and put it in his hands, and he will turn your worst day into the best day of your life. Come here, Romans 8:28. He says, what did he say there? And my God causes what? All things to work together for what? The good. So the writer is saying, man, it's after the storm I recognize that it was the power of God that brought me through. Somebody going to identify with that in a minute. It was nobody but God. It wasn't your good looks. Hello, somebody. It wasn't your strength. Amen. It wasn't how smart you were. Amen. It was the power of God, because watch this. That storm that you just got out of, guess what? It had to be God to bring you through that. Because you remember in the middle of the storm? I'm talking about after this. I should preach in the middle of the storm. Amen. In the middle of the storm, we have a whole different perspective. In the middle of the storm, supposed to be the quietest place of the storm, but oftentimes it's in the middle of the storm that we let our guards down. I wish I had somebody. You want to find a peace in the storm? It's in the middle of the storm. But don't drop your guards. You still got to get out of the storm because you're in the middle of the storm. I wish I had you. I missed you. Watch what the writer says, he says, the sound of your thunder. So what he recognized is that while he was in the storm, it was God's power that was pushing him out. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God that it's in the storms of life. Amen. It's in the storms of life that I can recognize that it was the power of God after the storm. Look what he says next. He says, the sound of your thunder was in the whirlwind. Now, you know what he's talking about now? He's talking about a tornado. He's talking about something that goes into a circle. The sound of thunder is in the what? Anybody been there? You know what that word means? It means literally to walk in circles. Anybody doing that right now in your life? You're walking around in circles. You're repeating the same mess from the past. And so it's after the storm. You ready for this? Write this one down. You won't repeat the past. God doesn't want you repeating the past. So in other words, he's saying after the storm, you'll recognize that, man, all of this stuff, I've been going around and around in circles. I've been walking in circles. Listen, God is the one by his power that will bring you through so that you won't repeat your past. I hope you don't repeat your past. But somebody here, you've been through the storm and you're still repeating your past. So you know what that means? That means you didn't learn anything. Y'all ain't saying nothing this morning. I know it's early. Amen. I'm preaching by myself. I know how to do that. That's what he says next. He says, I'm going to hurry up. Amen. Because y'all not with me this morning. Amen. Amen. You won't repeat your past. Somebody here, you're repeating your past. Same mistakes. Same people. Listen, get off of Facebook. Amen. You know what Facebook is doing? Connecting you with your... Somebody missed that. Somebody just missed that. Amen. You ever been on Facebook and it pop up, do you know this person? And it's somebody you knew from way back in the day. Watch this. Guess what? It's time to let that go. I've already moved on. Amen. Y'all not trying to hear me. Don't repeat your past. When you come out the storm, after the storm, you won't repeat your past, I hope. I say that because there's some people that are repeating it. Listen, what have you learned from the storm? Look what he says now, the next part of the verse. He says, the lightning lit up the world. So what the psalmist is doing, he's literally decoding his storm. He says there's thunder. There's a tornado. But look what he says next. The lights. Now, what is he talking about? He's talking about lightning, right? Now, by this phenomenon, it witnesses, this light, it witnesses, watch this, to the presence of God in every storm. So the next thing is, the next thing you'll find out after the storm is you'll recognize his presence. See, oftentimes we miss the presence of God. Every time you see a lightning, just know that's the presence of God in that storm. Every time you see thunder, every time you see a tornado, you got to recognize that's God's power in that. But I'm trying to bring it to your life to say to you this morning, amen, that after the storm, you will recognize his presence. To know that you're not alone. You're playing the pity party, but God's telling you, you're not alone. You're crying and complaining, but God is saying, baby, you're not alone. My presence is with you. And when you have God's presence, you'll have God's peace. And when you have God's peace, then you can praise him. Amen. Do I have anybody? The text says, The lightning lit up the world. This lightning gives witness. The Bible says we are the light of the world. In other words, we're giving a witness. Every time somebody sees us, what do they see? And especially after the storm. See, after the storm, you get to appreciate who God is and what he has done for you. Do I have anybody here this morning? Lastly, he says, not only did the lightning lit up the world, but the earth trembled and shook. You know what he's talking about right there? An earthquake. That's what he's talking about. He's saying, my God shook this earth. So the next thing, you ready for this? After the storm? Write this one down. Somebody going to need this. Your foundation will be stronger. You got that? Your foundation will be what? Stronger. Come on, somebody. People are not going to be able to move you. Come on, somebody. Disappointment will not be able to move you. Discouragement will not be able to move you. Come on, somebody. Demons will not be able to move you. The devil will not be able to move you because he doesn't understand what I just came out of. It was nobody but God that brought me through. I'm not complaining about what I just been through. I'm not crying about what I just been through because I'm better than what I was, come on somebody, than when I went in. And thanks be to God today who pulls me through these tough days of my life. Do I have anybody? This word shook, it means to get excited. It means to move something, to provoke something. Watch this, to disturb something. You got to disturb your comfort zone. You got to disturb them devils that keep chasing you down. And you got to tell them, listen, I'm better than when I went in. Why? Because my foundation is stronger. Do I have anybody? So my closing remarks to you is, number one, you got to recognize God's power. You won't repeat the past. You will recognize his presence. But lastly, your foundation. Listen, if God can shake the earth, what do you think he can do on the ground that you're standing on? What the devil said you wouldn't have. Come on, somebody. What the devil stole from you. Come on, somebody. I don't want, listen, if the devil put his hand on, I don't want it back. I want better. But see, here's the thing. The reason why the psalmist keeps explaining to us again about the sounds of he's describing, if you would, you know, the Hebrew language is about pictures. And so what he's really referencing to here, he's referencing to Israel crossing the Red Sea. That's what he's referencing to. But watch this. They made it over, but the Egyptians didn't. And when they got through that storm, they were better. Well, come on, somebody. They were better than they was when they went in. And even though they doubted at the Red Sea and they wanted to go back, God displayed his power. And somebody here today, I want to tell you, sometimes you can be so close where you're missing it. Don't take this for granted. I told you last week, don't get too close to it where you get what? Comfortable spiritually. And because when we get comfortable spiritually, that's where Satan wants us. We drop our guard. Oh, I just been through a storm. It's all right. Yeah. Listen, I went through a storm this week. I learned something. And guess what? My foundation is stronger because of the storm I just went through. And oftentimes what happens, saints, we miss it because we're complaining about it. And may I encourage you today as I close? Amen. Learn something from your storm. Sit back and say, what was happening in the storm? Be like the Hebrew writer, the psalmist. Write out what you, man, okay, so this is how I responded. This is what happened. Okay, I see your power, God. I saw your presence. Come on, somebody. Somebody here, you know it was God. Because if it wasn't God, come on, somebody, you'd still be right there where you were. Come on, somebody. You'd still be hanging around them same people. Come on, somebody. You'd be doing the same thing. Come on, somebody. I know it's God. Come on. I know it was God that brought me through. Because if it wasn't God, then I would stay in my mess. But thanks be to Jesus who gave me the victory so that we win. And listen, let me just share this with you. After the storm, because of what you know about God, watch this now, you're going to be able to walk through the next storm, because coming on this side does not guarantee you're not going to have more storms, but you're going to have, watch this, you're going to have the advantage. I'm talking to somebody. Watch the advantage. I'm standing on this side of the storm because of what I've been through. And because I've been changed and transformed, God has given me all the information about the last storm. So now when I'm walking through this, I say, oh, God's trying to change me. I'm not going to panic because I know I got his presence. I'm not going to trip because I know I got his power. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to fall apart because when I look around, I see his power working. And then, as I walk through this storm, guess what happens? Just as you bend the corner of your storm, you start seeing light. The Bible says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Why? Come on, y'all should know that one. For the what? For the Lord is what? With me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table. Now the imagery has changed. Watch this. From the valley to a table. I wish I had somebody. But notice what he says. He says he'll prepare a table where? In the presence. You see, we're trying to run from problems. We should run to it because you know who's with you. Oh, let me just minister to you this morning. He says he prepares a table. He put a spread in front of your enemy and lets you sit with your enemies and eat. Come on, somebody. Thou prepares a table before the presence of your enemy. Are you with me? See, we run from trouble. Don't avoid it. James says, let it have its perfect work, so that you will be mature and complete in everything. In other words, the only way for you to grow, maturity, the only way for you to live this vision, maturity, is to go through your story. Amen. And learn from